Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
Little Chicago, bring us back. Welcome back. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Charlie Fuel is our guest. He's the president of Charlie Fuel and Associates, an outstanding business consulting company out of Memphis, Tennessee. Charlie, when we went to break, thanks for hanging out with us again. When we went to the break, we were talking about value, you know, the value that you bring to customers, the fact that we all sell commodities. Everything is a commodity these days because you can buy anything. Anything you sell, anybody else can buy it anywhere else in the world, about seven different ways, and that don't even include the online world. So, everything you sell is a commodity. But you said that you had a value metric that you could help us with, to help us to get a customer not just to do business with us once, but to come back and then to want more of it, and not only to come back, but to be a cheerleader for you, to tell people about you.
Absolutely. How do you get customers to be advocates?
Yeah.
And I think here's the, without making it very simplistic, here's the principle and here's the metric. At every point of contact with any customer, whether it be internet, social media, telephone, in person, any place a customer can interact with you and your people, you need a metric that says, am I meeting their technical and emotional needs at that point? Now, Jim, let me focus just a minute on the actual interaction. Whether I'm found out by my internet presence or I'm found out through a referral, when that customer walks through that door, let me focus there just for the rest of the show with you. When that customer walks through that door, how are they greeted? How attentive are my people to greeting them properly, meeting their needs with the interaction, initial interaction, and then more than that, through the technical path, whatever my business is, whether it's a carpet cleaning service and I'm going to their home, that interaction is just as important, or whether they're coming to my store to have their computer serviced, it's just as important. But every successful business that measures their value proposition has a map, if you will, a map that says, here's how the customer moves through a transaction with us, and at every point of that transaction, that customer's the value delivered to that customer is measured, and the customer is, if you will, interviewed to say, you know, did we meet your needs today? I need to tell a short story and then get right back to the metric. A couple of years ago, we were doing a radio talk show here in town, and we went to the studio to do a recording, and there were several of us in the green room waiting. There was a gentleman there, and Jim, I promise you, he had a folder at least 4 inches thick. And I said to myself, I couldn't stand it. I said, sir, would you tell me what's in that folder? He said, sure. This is customer feedback. I said, tell me how it works. He says, it's very simple. I have a company here. We service computers. And he said, I cannot afford to have a customer leave unhappy. That cost me more than anything else. So he said, I ask every customer to fill out, and he showed them to me, about a half page, five or six questions about the interaction with our company today. And, of course, certainly, some customers won't do that. I'm aware of that. But he got a ton of information.
Wow.
And he said, immediately, if I have a dissatisfied customer, I come to the counter and I solve it right now. He said, I cannot afford to have that, to find that out 2 weeks later through a negative feedback. So he was an advocate of having five questions about the service performed today. Now, naturally, if the customer had their computer serviced and they were going to go home and use it, they couldn't answer a question about technically did it work like you expected, but it was about the interaction with their team,
the touch
with all of his people.
Yeah.
And see, quite frankly, Jim, you and I both know the interaction with any service company or commodity provider, a large percentage of that value is how you make me feel in the transaction.
And I'll tell you, it continues to amaze me at how poorly customers are treated these days. It still continues to amaze me how many people you and I meet who act like they don't care whether I come back or not. And I don't understand that, Charlie.
I don't get it, Jim. Every one of us has an expectation, whether, Jim, when you go out to dinner, if you have a favorite place, and in my seminars, I have the participants I use a grocery store example. I said, why do you go to your grocery store repeatedly? And there's always a list of reasons, always. But every customer has a priority in that list. You may think it's the brands, while another customer may think it's the cleanliness. Another customer might think it's the atmosphere. Another customer would say it's the layout of the store. There is always a menu. My job in business as a small business is to get that menu, investigate why that customer has these value points and how I continue to meet their needs. But that's the metric, Jim. It sounds so simple.
And all it takes is the boss letting people know, letting employees know how they feel about these people who come in the door. And, you know, I tell my employees, when you talk to one of my Brain Trust members, when you talk to anybody on the telephone, you know, these are people who we have a relationship with, and I expect you to take care of them as if they were your, you know, they were your close friends, as if they were important to you, because they are. And I'm not happy if at least once a month somebody doesn't compliment me on one of my employees.
Yes, sir.
I mean, that's one of my metrics. Is I actually want to hear back from people who say, boy, that person took care of me. She did a good job, or he did a good job, or whatever. I want to hear that. And I think that's the kind of thing. When I was in sales, Charlie, decades ago, you know, working on commission for companies like Sears and Xerox, if at least once a month somebody didn't compliment me on my enthusiasm or my dedication to them, I felt like I was slipping.
And see, Jim, that's the message today. Every small business in America should have that metric, just as they would have a metric for ROI on investments, on money, on advertising. That metric of value retention has got to be in the plan.
And it should be part of your marketing plan.
Absolutely.
One part of your marketing plan is we're going to make customers we already know happier.
Absolutely.
That's a big ROI there. Going to take a quick break. We'll talk some more about this value metric idea with Charlie Fuels. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.